From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Domestic issues will be front and center tonight as President Bush and Senator John Kerry face off in the third and final presidential debate. It's being held on the campus of Arizona State University in Tempe. Viewership has been high for the two previous debates, and the same is expected tonight. Mark Moran of member station KJZZ reports.
This is the first presidential debate ever held in Arizona. President Bush and Senator Kerry will square off in the Frank Lloyd Wright-designed Grady Gamage Auditorium. It's a distinctively round, pink theater on the campus of Arizona State University in the city of Tempe, where Bruce Merrill, a professor of mass communications and 30-year veteran of public opinion polls, had a hard time navigating the web of closed roads on his way to work this morning.
It's pretty hectic around here. As you can expect, any time the president is here, the security is absolutely incredible.
President Bush and Senator Kerry are scheduled to discuss domestic issues during tonight's 90-minute debate. Here, the most important issues, Merrill says, are uniquely Western. Illegal immigration has been fairly high profile, but there are others as well.
Like the rest of the Intermountain West and the Southwest, we've been in a drought for 7 years. Water, where we get our water, what's fair in terms of allocations of the Colorado River water. We have a lot of children that do not have medical insurance in Arizona, so the whole medical care issue is important, as is education.
Nestled in big chairs with books and pencils, many of the students in the coffee shop of a local community college are eager to see what both candidates have to offer tonight. 27-year-old Ann Reining, who lives in nearby Mesa, describes herself as an ardent liberal and wants to hear Kerry deliver what she hopes would be a knockout blow.
I'd like to hear Kerry really nail things down and start convincing people in Arizona that he is a lot better for this country than George Bush is. He comes across very clearly to me, but obviously from the papers that I've been reading, people, undecided voters who've been reading and making their opinions on what they've seen in the debates, they're still not too clear on where his positions are.
Across campus, 19-year-old Ashley Hu describes herself as a Bush supporter. She has tickets to the big event tonight and hopes the president can protect what some say has become his Achilles heel in the debates.
As we all know, he's not the greatest public speaker. I just hope that he articulates and really stands up for what he believes and doesn't just say the same thing over and over.
Hu will be casting her first ever presidential ballot on November 2nd. And describes herself as an excited first-timer.
Because you get a say in something, and you participate. It's your country, you know. It's your duty to get up and vote and go out there and know the issues. And I just feel so sorry for everyone who walks around like zombies, doesn't know what's going on, because you're walking on American soil. So, yeah, you have the right to vote. Not only is your right, I really think it's a duty, too.
Here, as it is elsewhere, the race is close. Bruce Merrill says tonight's debate could make the difference when voters head to the polls.
There is absolutely no question. As close as this election is, it only takes a few people to make a difference, and so this is going to be a very, very important debate.
The debate begins at 9 Eastern, 6 o'clock local time. For NPR News, I'm Mark Moran in Phoenix.